From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King, and I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. Nicole, here's a question. What is dark matter?
I don't know. And if you know, you get the Nobel Prize. So dark matter is this name that we give for something that has been detected, but we don't know what it is. So matter, like me and you, is called normal or baryonic matter. There's not enough of that in the galaxy, for example, to explain the galaxy's rotation.
Okay, so we call it dark matter because we know it exists. We just can't fully identify it or explain what it is. Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't interact with light at all. We don't see any light coming from these particles if they exist.
Wait, so that's an if they exist?
There has been some hypotheses that instead of it being matter that we can't see, that the laws of gravity as we know it aren't quite correct. Now, we've seen this happen before, right? The classical gravity of Isaac Newton was surpassed by Einstein's general relativity. And so some folks have theorized that there could be a change to that. They call that modified gravity. But the observations of dark matter don't quite line up with that. It's specifically galaxy clusters when they merge and pass through each other. The dark matter doesn't end up where it should if it's modified gravity. It ends up where it should if it's some type of particle.
Modified gravity. That is what I'm going to blame the next time I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. Nicole, thanks as always for being here.
Sure.
If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.